This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Now, for some people, unemployment is starting to stretch out over many months because of the pandemic. 1.5 million people are what we call long-term unemployed, that is, without a job for 27 weeks or longer. As Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, long-term unemployment affects people's ability to eventually return to the workforce.
People who are out of work for 2, 3, maybe even 4 months, employers get that. But more than that, says economist and Dartmouth Business School Dean Matthew Slaughter.
Your skills depreciate a bit the longer that you're not in a job.
And traditionally, employers have a lot of questions for prospective employees if there's a big gap in their work history. But Slaughter says workers can build new skills to boost their earning potential. And
what becomes more important is, what's the story that you can tell when, fingers crossed, you do have those interviews?
Of course, that story right now involves the pandemic, says Bay Area career coach Dorian St. Fleur. She says long-term unemployment,
it won't be looked at as negatively now as potentially it has been in the past.
But in this moment, many of her clients are concerned about having to take a pay cut if they do get work because the job market is so competitive. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.